Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
But the big news, of course, after such a long period of time, the restaurants and pubs and coffee shops are going to reopen indoors right across the country for indoor dining and drinking today. Are you planning to head out later on this afternoon for lunch or this evening? We'd love to hear from you. 53106. Frank O'Connor is on the line from O'Connor's famous pub in Salt Hill in Galway. Frank, you are reopening today. How are you feeling?
Good. Excited. Yeah. Can't wait to get going, to be honest with you. We're 482 days closed. We're open for 16 days back in September. So really looking forward to it. Open tonight.
Is it relief, Frank?
The feeling it is relief. Yeah. It is a relief, to be honest with you, because I pass by the business every day and see it closed. It's just, thinking of all the good nights and all our regulars or customers. And so it's a relief to get back, to be honest with you. So we're getting the final preparations today and hopefully we'll be open at 7 o'clock this evening.
Are you a food premises as well?
No, unfortunately, we're not a food premises. We came under that, wet bar scenario. So we're not, we don't do food. It's just all drinks.
Well, hopefully we'll never hear that phrase again, the wet pubs.
Yeah. It's not a phrase. So I've been overwhelmed by the amount of people that have given us so many text messages and goodwill support, and it's mind blowing the amount of goodwill that's out there. So as I said, we're 80 years in business. I'm third generation. I run it with my brother Tom, and as I said, it's can't wait to get there. It's great for my mum even. She's excited, so we're all kind of raring to go.
Yeah, it's lovely to hear it's such a family effort, Frank.
Yeah, well, family. There's always one of us there. That's the tradition. As I said, it's my grandfather, and my dad, and myself, and my brother now own it, and our family. I've three sons, and Thomas, two daughters working. So they'll all be there tonight. Back to work.
Yeah, you mentioned your 482 days. Shut.
Yeah.
Is that the longest in the 80-year history, Frank, that it's ever been closed?
Yeah, that's absolutely. That's the longest, yeah. As I said, it was devastating for us that we didn't get open for Christmas. It'd be our busiest time of the year. We didn't get to go ahead for Christmas this year. So it was the first time in 79 years that we weren't open at Christmas. And it was the most difficult part it's part of the family tradition of Christmas, as I said, to be honest with you, the government supports have been a great help. Just keep you above water, and just they've been great support throughout.
The other thing as well, and you mentioned your own kids that are involved in the business and going to be working. Hearing a lot as well, about the difficulties in getting staff. Is that something you've experienced or?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Unfortunately, some staff have gone other places and that. But as I said, we're lucky that it's family run. Three of my sons will be working there from tonight, And as is Tom's two daughters, so they're all at the age, they're all over 18. So it's good that we have that, and we've had many loyal staff that have come back. So it's been difficult on them. For the whole not knowing open when you're going to open, we thought we'd get open on the 5th, and then we thought we'd do the 11th, and now it's put out to this evening. So it's difficult to try and keep the staff for them to hold on, but we've been very fortunate that we have had staff that will be back with us tonight, which is, we're very happy with that.
Stay with us, Frank. 1894531006 if you'd like to get in touch with us here on Lunchtime Live. Hugh Hurricane, the owner of the Boar's Head and Capel Street in Dublin, is with us as well. Well, Hugh, how are you feeling?
Good, Andrea. Good, thanks. Now, we got open there this morning and delighted to be open. Our first customer in the door, I thought it would be a regular that would be the first one coming in the door, but our first one came in and ordered a pint of Guinness, and we checked his passport and his picture ID. A little bit more work involved now, but he told me he hadn't been in a pub since the pubs closed down back last March, 12 months. And this was his first pint. So he was delighted to get back in, but I listen, you're nervous about opening. You think after all these openings that we've had, I'd be used to it, but it's like cycling a bike. You still have to get back up and do it again, you know.
There's a lot being made, I suppose, Hugh, and look, absolutely, there's a difficulty in having extra staff members on to check all of this kind of stuff at the door, like the photo ID and the taking the contact details and the COVID passport. But are you anxious about that, or is it just we have to do it to get open? We'll do anything.
We have to do it. We're very lucky here in Capelstown. We have an outdoor area. And the street is sort of transformed because of the pedestrianisation on a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So there's a great buzz about the street. We got a chance to get open here indoors today, and we're taking it, and we're delighted to take it. There is a lot more work because you have to stand and meet people at the door, photo ID, their passport, taking down all their details. But the news late last night, or we got contacted by the LVA stating that we only had to take one lead person. By if you had a party of six booked in, you had to take all the six details. But like, that's a let off for us as of such, you know, it's not as much work involved.
Yeah.
But listen, it's more work, it's more labour intensive. But listen, we're open, and please God, we will stay open. And as a body, the publicans are very responsible organisation, you know.
Are you expecting many in the doors? Like, have you many bookings, Hugh, or what's the story?
Well, mostly we've been doing walk-ins, but at the moment there's more indoors than I really thought. Maybe it's whether it's the cooler weather or what.
Yeah, it's really dropped, isn't it, to coincide?
Yeah, and then as I said, the couple of people we've in already, they haven't been eating outdoors or drinking outdoors at all.
Okay.
They had no interest in it.
Yeah,
you know, so. You know, there's some people like that. They'll do it when they go away on holidays, but they haven't been doing it in Ireland at all, and they're just delighted to get indoors, you know. So, like, a few of our regulars has contacted us that they didn't drink outdoors, that says, listen, Hugh, can we come in today, or whatever like that. Absolutely no problem. I'm delighted to hear from them, you know. But I'd be very positive about the whole thing, and I think as a body, we should all open up. I know it doesn't suit a lot of people because it is very labour intensive. Like, we have to create a new person starting off this morning, just standing at the door, which will be myself or my wife Anne, taking all the details from people.
Yeah.
So also then when you're outside as well, you have to take details as well. So a lot of work, but listen, we're back open.
You're back, yeah, absolutely.
You're back open, and that's the big thing.
Yeah, I wonder, are there many people planning on heading out this evening or this afternoon, or maybe they're not for whatever reason? Look, it's 53106 if you want to get in touch with us. Declan is on the line as well. Declan is the owner of the Cozy Cottage restaurant on the B&B there in Moville in Donegal. Declan, you aren't reopening. Why is that?
Good afternoon, Andrea. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah.
Our main reason for not opening indoors at the moment is just the uncertainty. As you know yourself, in Donegal, Bundoran will be the same. We have a lot of visitors from Northern Ireland and also from Scotland. There's a big connection between Donegal and Scotland. And all weekend, we're doing outdoor dining. And don't get me wrong, it's a great success. But all we're getting from our Scottish customers, Northern Ireland customers, English customers is, can we get in using this card? And even a lot of Scottish customers who don't need a travel pass, vaccine pass, to fly to Belfast and then come on down here, they don't have any pass, but they're fully vaccinated. It's the whole regulation, and if we let them in with the small card that they have, are we okay? Or if an inspector comes in, are we in trouble?
Well, once they've proof of vaccination, though, Declan, and their photo ID, I mean, they should be fine, shouldn't they?
Well, you would think so, but why would we have to actually scan an EU passport whenever that person's name is on the EU passport? As for myself, my name is on the passport, on the vaccine passport, and if I showed ID, does that need to be actually scanned? Can that not be worked the same way as the Northern Ireland one?
But it's the QR code, isn't it?
Yeah.
Or are you talking about the little card you get from the HSE when you get your vaccine dose?
No, everybody that got vaccinated, they received in the post the QR card, the QR code, sorry. And your name is on that passport as well, because we were actually trying out the DCC checker, just trying it over the weekend. Worked sometimes, other times didn't work. And I was just wondering, why can we not just look at the person's name on their vaccine passport and match it to their ID.
Yeah, well, I thought I understood you could, as long as they then have, you know, some kind of photo ID as well to prove that, you know.
According to what we're hearing at the moment, as I say, we're hearing all this, and even last night that decision, changing the decision, I only heard it this morning at 9 o'clock. Everything is just coming very late. We were told it was to look for this green tick on the DCC checker.
How big is the area that you have, Declan, the outdoor section?
The outdoor area, we seat maybe about 25 people. And as I say, okay. It's, because of the weather, it's been great. It has been fantastic.
Yeah.
You know, this week, today's cooled down a bit, but people are still supporting us. And I have to thank all the customers for supporting businesses with the outdoor dining. And we would love to get back open again, but we just need to know about the inspections. We opened last year, July and August. And within July and August, we were inspected twice for the COVID procedures. This €2,000 fine and the threat of closure, it hangs over us. So we need to really make sure that we are doing it right.
Yeah, but I would imagine a phone call to, you know, the vintners if you needed further clarity would probably help you with that. Can I ask you about staff, Declan? Because there's a lot of kind of tweets from publicans and restaurant owners that I've noticed on Twitter and social media. Texts coming in here as well on the News Talk text line. I'll come to them in a moment. But are you having any bother getting staff?
In all fairness, no. The guys that we work on here were great. They were wild to get back to work. They were just off too long. So, no, the gears have been fantastic.
Okay.
And as I say, the outdoor dining, there's a lot more to it. We are fully staffed every day here just for the outdoor dining.
Okay.
We could always seat 50 inside, but we're actually fully staffed for the 25 outside because there is a whole lot more work to it.
What about you, Hugh? Have you noticed anything with regards to staff? Are you finding it hard to get staff? Hugh Hurricane from the Boar's Head. No, I'll go back to Hugh maybe in a few moments' time. Frank, when you hear about, you know, other restaurants or pubs not opening, I mean, does that... I suppose people have their own reasons for not opening, depending on...
Yeah, that's their decision, I suppose. I suppose that gentleman said from Donegal there, things are changing so fast, like today... Like I suppose yesterday when you had to take everybody's details, it would have been a lot more difficult to manage. But now you have to take one person at a table. It's probably more easier. So I suppose people were kind of waiting, standing back and waiting to see how it's going to pan out. But as I said, we're ready. We've already used the scanning, checked our own just to see if we've got green. They've all worked the scanning code. We have a doorman checking everyone's scanning, and so far from what we've done on our own ones, they've all worked perfect. So
good stuff.
Many glitches in it, you know. So
we'll leave it there and listen. Best of luck, Frank, with the reopening today and the coming days ahead. Frank O'Connor there from O'Connor's in Salt Hill, Hugh Hurricane from the Boar's Head and Cable Street in Dublin, and Declan there from the Cozy Cottage Restaurant and B&B in Moville in Donegal. Elaine has gotten contact and says that she went to a cafe this morning with her mother today. She's in a nursing home and loves going out for a coffee. It made me so emotional to just get to sit inside with her and have a coffee earlier this morning. Keep them coming into us. 53106.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Now, the big story, of course, the reopening of indoor hospitality commenced earlier today. Stephen's on the line in Wicklow. Well, are you looking forward to getting back into a pub or restaurant, Stephen?
Absolutely. I mean, I've had a few outdoor dining experiences, but I've certainly missed not being able to have a cold pint when Ireland, Leinster, or now the Lions are playing. So certainly this weekend, I'll be having a safe indoor pint while I watch the match.
There's no comparison, really, isn't there, to being out like the outdoors versus indoors?
Well, there's certainly no comparison when you like Guinness between draft and a can. And you can't really have watch the TV outside. So for that purpose alone, I very much welcome being able to support the Lions and having a pint.
Do you have a local? Is there one place in particular, Stephen, that you're looking forward to getting back to, or a favourite chair or table?
Yeah.
Or
Yeah, absolutely. You normally go to Chester Beatty's in Ashford. A poor kid's family and his team there run an absolutely great pub and a really great restaurant. Now, we've had meals outside, but we just haven't been able to watch a match indoors yet.
You're going to hold off, though, till the weekend?
Yeah, well, I normally don't go to the pub during the week.
Fair enough.
Work, so it's normally Friday and Saturday.
Good stuff. Well, you're looking forward to that. And that, of course, will be happening this weekend. Listen, Stephen, thanks a million for getting in touch with us here on Lunchtime Live today. Just some of the other messages coming into us. This texter says, I feel really angry. I won't be able to go to a pub because I won't get vaccinated. The only solution for me is to get COVID in order to spend time with my family, according to this texter.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.